In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Years ago, when I served as curate of the cathedral in Jamaica, an evening like this brought a large congregation. It was customary that at such a service there was the washing of feet. But for some reason, there was quite a lot of members who somehow did not like the idea of foot washing. And I have noticed in the different congregations that I have served over the years, there are some that appreciate and some that do not. I remember once when I asked a member of the Altar Guild to make calls to get recruits to wash the feet, there are some people who refused when the telephone rang because they knew that the Altar Guild was going to ask the question, would you be willing to have your feet washed? People would react like Peter. Father Clark will never wash my feet. Well, I'll admit, my friends, that it is humbling to have any pastor kneel in front of a parishioner and to wash the parishioner's feet. For me, it was not only humbling, but for me it was an act that was very special. But we should remember, in the days of Jesus, it was a different story. Why? Because it was a dirty job. People in those days did not wear shoes and socks. People during the days of Jesus wore something more like sandals. And most people walked when they went anywhere. They walked the same dusty, rutty, dirty roads that herds of animals walked on. So you can imagine, my friends, that people's feet were dirty and smelly. So you can imagine what that was like, having their feet washed when they went to someone's house for dinner would be very refreshing. Just like how when we go to dinner now at different homes, we are asked to wash hands, or sometimes we're given the hot rag when we travel to cleanse hands before the meal. But the master of the house during those days did not do the foot washing. During those days, they had slaves or they had servants that did that job. And where there were no slaves or servants, the children did the washing, or during those days, the wife did the washing. I suppose if I wanted to be really humble, I would go and wash the feet of several people, homeless people, to carry out this great act of God, to dramatize this great act of God in Jesus. And many churches are tonight dramatizing this. this last night with his apostles before his death, Jesus wanted to really do something off the wall, that something that would stick with them and symbolize what he was all about. So he told them how to think seriously about what he had done. Jesus said, "If I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, so should you also do." A model. He had previously told us, "Whosoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. And whosoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave." Jesus gave us an example of the great commandment of love, that we should love one another as he has loved us. But there was an interesting interchange between Jesus and Peter. When Jesus came to Peter, Peter basically asked, "Why are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus said, "You do not understand now why I am doing it. You will understand later." And what did Peter do? He protested. Peter said, "You will never, ever wash my feet." And Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you won't belong to me." This, my friends, is a very strong statement that Jesus made. And I ask myself why Jesus was so definite and why it was so important that everyone had their feet washed, even Peter. And thinking of what Jesus was doing as a demonstration of service, somehow it struck me that we all need to allow ourselves to let Jesus serve us. In what ways does he serve us? Jesus Christ serves us through his sacrificial death on the cross. Jesus Christ serves us through his resurrection. In his words, he came to seek out and to save the one who is lost. And that is all of us. We are all lost. It is only when we know we need to be saved that we will really know Jesus, for that's what the name Jesus means. The name Jesus means God saves. God saves. How do we make this connection with his saving love? Two ways, my friends. One, we make this connection with his saving love through something we call prayer. And two, we make this connection with his saving love through something we call the sacraments. In those two ways, Jesus can serve us and save us. Jesus serves us through prayer and the sacraments, and he saves us through prayer and the sacraments. Especially in the Holy Communion, the Eucharist, does Jesus come to us to bring us the love and the life he wants to share with us. Jesus Christ makes himself vulnerable to us. We can receive him with love. We can receive him with indifference. We can receive him with distraction. We can be too busy to bother coming to receive him at all. But, my friends, for those who open the door of their heart to him, he is there to share a meal with us as friends. What greater gift can he give us than himself? Remember the words of Jesus. He said these words, "My flesh is real food, my blood, real drink." And he tells us in John's 6th chapter on the Eucharist, "Tonight, we join Christians all over the world, in all 7 different continents, as we recall Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. Remember, my friends, that he came to serve them, and he did serve them as their teacher and Lord. But now, he was about to serve them and all of us by his death on a cross. He demonstrated to us how we are to serve one another. And Jesus Christ gave us a command to do so. And at the Last Supper, he gave us a way to remember that what he has done for us and how he continues to bring us into union with his saving work, that saving work that we call the Eucharist. Jesus said, "Do this in memory of me." We hear him say this twice in the night's reading, the one reading that Colonel did and the one the gospel I read, the oldest recorded account of the institution of the Holy Communion. We may not understand it all. It's a mystery. We may not understand, my friends, why Jesus had to die to save you and me. We may not understand how a small host, the wafer, and a sip of wine can bring Jesus Christ to us. We may not even understand why God would love us so much as to send his son to save us. But as Jesus Christ said to Peter, "You will understand later." Amen.